So again, you're talking to a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
In the hospital.
Mm-hmm. And in the lobby. So we weren't allowed past the metal detector,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. It was just the waiting room there.
Sure.
And then it makes sense that they didn't let us back to the clinical area. So my neighbor started yelling right away.
Yeah.
Just more out of a mother's heart, I think. Just, you know, why can't I see my daughter?
Yeah.
That's my baby.
Do you have any idea how long of a day she was having already? Like, so your neighbor's,
mm-hmm.
your neighbor goes to the hospital at some point.
That was
her mom goes with her.
Yeah, 9:30 in the morning.
Okay. And then what time is it when you guys are back at the hospital?
It was probably about 1 or 2.
1 or 2. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we're talking about like 4 or 4.5 hours
mm-hmm.
in.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this police officer explained that he wasn't the one who arrested her, because he just started his shift. So he just came in mm-hmm. on duty, and there was another officer with him, and that, initially he didn't want to answer any questions because my neighbor was yelling and, you know, I don't understand why I'm not allowed back there. Even if she's over 18, she's still my baby.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't buying it. Then I asked her to, try to calm down a little bit so that I could just ask some questions, basic questions.
Mm-hmm.
And at first he said he was not allowed to give me any information. But then I think when he saw my neighbor who started to cry, then he softened up a little bit. And he finally explained, this is when he explained that he wasn't the one who arrested her, that once a medical personnel calls and says that they are being threatened or assaulted,
mm-hmm.
then it's just an automatic protocol that they can arrest the person.
Okay.
And then they remain in the hospital until they're discharged from the emergency room, then get taken to the police station for probably just processing whatever paperwork
right.
they need. And then...
And then detained.
Detained. And then this upset my neighbor. So then this is when he told us, you know, if you don't like the rules, then why don't you call your local lawmakers, your state rep or senator or whatever, to try to change the laws.
Did he say senator? Did he say call your senator?
He said state lawmaker?
Mm.
I'm not really sure
yeah,
which
he just,
legislator he was, which
we'll
one he had
contact.
In mind, or all of them, maybe.
Right.
Of course, that was frustrating and angering, and I'm memorizing his badge number at this point. but I did see in his eyes when, you know, there was a moment of humanity, and he did, there was a shift somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and I knew he was just doing his job following protocol,
mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the diplomatic thing to say.
Sure.
But seeing our struggle, he paused, and then he said, you know, let me go back and find out what's going on, and then I'll come right out. Just wait for me here.